Morning, everyone. The Gemara in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah, Daf Lamed, Chaftas and Vez and Lamed Amunav talks about the two psulim that we find by Lulav. There's a psul of Lachem and a psul of Hadar. And there's a fundamental difference between them, as the Gemara points out, that the psulim of Hadar are now called Shiva. They apply for the whole Yom of Sukkahs, but the psulim of Lachem only apply on the first day of Sukkahs, as it says, V'lekachtem Lachem b'yom harishon, but they do not apply the rest of Sukkahs. So the Shaila is like this. What happens to Gabi, the Yom Tov Sheni of Sukkos, second day Yom Tov? Do the psulim of Lachem apply or not? On the one hand, they should not apply because it only says Lachachtuchem b'yom HaRishon. It's not Yom Rishon, it's Yom Sheni. But on the other hand, we know the Yom Tov Sheni always has a din of Yom Tov Rishon. We're machmer al tzveikah de yayma l'gabi all the dinim of Yom Tov, Kiddush, Havdalah, Matzah, whatever it is. We're always machmer to give it a din of Yom Tov Rishon. So maybe we should be machmer l'gabi the psulim of Lachem that they should apply to Yom Tov Sheni like Yom Tov Rishon, different than the rest of Sukkos. So this is a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the Ran shita is that they do apply to Yom Tov Sheni because the Sveikah de Yayma, the psul of Lachem, Kozel, and anything like that would apply to Yom Tov Sheni. But the shita of Rambam is that they do not apply to Yom Tov Sheni. There are no psulim of Lachem and Yom Tov Sheni. It's Dafka Yom Tov Rishon and not Yom Tov Sheni. And the question on the Rambam is, the Ran is Meir Rishonim ask on the Rambam, why not? Why is this different than any other Sveikah de Yayma? We're always machra that the second day Yom Tov has the same din as the first day of Yom Tov, Lagabe Kiddush, Lagabe Achilas Matzah, Lagabe Tefillah, Lagabe all the different dinim. Why wouldn't you be machmer that it has a din of Yom Tov Rishon, Lagabe the Psulim of Lachem? Why would they not apply to Yom Tov Sheni? That's the kasha in the Rambam. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he has a Gemalaki, a site, a beautiful hasba over here in Shitas Rambam, which he says basically two very big chidushim to the Imaz of the Rambam. So the first side that he says is like this, that today we're talking about where we became Bekvir the Yarcha. We don't have a real suffix. We're just being Zara and Minag Abaseinu, not to be Mizal and Yom Tov. But Lamai said we're Machman Yom Tov Sheni. But he says this, that we're Machman Yom Tov Sheni, to keep it, that's only Nagia to Dinim that have to do with the Kedushas Hayyim of Yom Tov. Whatever goes into Kedushas Hayyim, whether it's Kiddush, Achilas Matzah, anything that goes into the essence and the Mahus of the Kedusha of Yom Tov or Machmer and Yom Tov Sheni, we treat it like Yom Tov Rishon. Anything which does not go into the Kedusha Sayyim, even though it applies to that day, to the Yom Tov Rishon, we would not be Machmer and it like Yom Tov Sheni, because the Chumrah that we treat Yom Tov Sheni like Yom Tov Rishon is only negated to the Etzem Kedusha Sayyim. So he says, Legabe, all the Dinim of Yom Tov are going to be Machmer. When it comes to Lulav is the Psulim of Lachem, that's a Zaytigadin, that's a Saydin, that doesn't go into the Kedusha Sayyim Tov. And therefore, we would not be machmer in the psulim of Lachem and Yom Tov Sheni. Now, why is the lulav not part of the Gushas and Yom Tov Lachai? That's the mitzvah Sayyim of Sukkot. So this is where he says the second chiddush, Umalik chiddush, that he says the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is not a din in the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's a din in the B'yam Arishon, a din in B'chamisha Asar. I'll read to his lashon. He says, "Shei mitzvah Netilas Lulav lo tala hakasav chiyuvay machmer shu Yom Tov ala machmer shu Yom Harishon shenamer lakachtem Lachem b'Yom Harishon." Apalik chiddush. Lulav has nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Sukkos. It has to do with the date of Chamisha Asar. The Torah says on the 15th of Tishrei, on Yom HaRishon, you have to take a lulav. It happens to be the Yom Tov of Sukkos, but it's not a function of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. It's not telling the Kedushas Hayom. It's a din to take B'Yom HaRishon. That's the mitzvah of lulav, and therefore that does not go into the Sveikah D'Yayma, because it doesn't have to do with the Kedushas Hayom and the Psulim of Lachem that apply to Yom Tov Rishon, but not necessarily apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So those are the two chidushim of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Ma'as v'shitas Rambam, chidush number one is that Sveikah D'Yayma only goes in the Yom of Kedushas Hayom and not things that are not negiyah to Kedushas Hayom. And chidush number two is that Mitzvah Sulav has nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov. It's a din in Yom HaRishon, l'kachtachem Yom HaRishon, which happens to come out on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. What's the hazman that there's a mitzvah to take lulav and chamish asa, nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Sukkos? L'chay l'pshat is, like you find in the Medrash, or Futner alludes to this, that it says that after we go through the Yom Narayim, any of them on Natsach, we don't know who won the war between us and the Yitzhahara, us and the Gayim. And it says when Klai Yisrael comes out holding their lulav b'yadayim, that's a simon of Nitzach and a simon that we won the battle, we won the war, or Zeicha B'din in the Yom Narayim. And it's mashma that the din Netilas Lulav is really a hemshech of the Yom Narayim. It's a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Nitzachim takes place through the Lulav. That's what Lulav is all about. And there's a second din of Sukkos. Sukkos is part of the whole Marachas of the Gimel Regala. Nothing to do with the Yom Narayim. And that's the Yantav of Sukkos. But the din of Lulav, the Yantav Rishon, that's really the Yom Rishon, the Kachem Yom Rishon. It's really a hemshech of the Yom Narayim. Nothing to do with the Kedushas of the Yom of Sukkos. And therefore the din of Sveikah D'Yayma will not necessarily apply to it with either Ram.